except for probably our youngest parishioners, we've all had to face the death of a loved one. Death shows no discrimination, now does it? It takes the young, and it takes the old, and everyone in between. And one day, it will take each one of us. But death was never part of God's original plan for us. God always meant for us to live with Him in perpetual life, in perfect harmony with Him and with each other. And then once Adam and Eve sinned, and sin entered the world, death became our punishment. There's a blessing that comes from death as well, was that if you and I were to just continue to live forever here on earth, we would constantly still commit sin. Once we're dead, we can't commit sin anymore. So that brings that to an end. But then it comes to, how have I lived my life here on earth? By what I've said and done and reflected God in my life. Jesus is confronted by the ancient enemy. He had seen death before. He saw the death of his foster father, Joseph, whose feast day we'll celebrate tomorrow. Saw the death of his cousin, St. John the Baptist, and probably many countless others. But today it comes for his friend, Lazarus. When he speaks to Martha, he assures her that her brother will rise again. And she affirms that she knows that he will rise again on the last day, which is a good thing because not all Jewish people in Jesus' day, and even in the present day, believe in an afterlife. Some will believe that what we have here on earth is either going to be our blessing or our curse. So we have a lot of great things going on in our life. This is what God has done for us in reward. If our life is miserable, well then that's God's punishment. And then after we're dead, that's it. So what we have here is it. But Martha and many others realize there is something beyond the grave. And Jesus is assuring her that beyond the grave there is life, life eternal, to bring us back to the original promise that God had for us from the very beginning, to live with Him in perfect harmony, and to be around all those in that perfect state of existence. And He assures her, yes, that is true, but there's something else. I am resurrection and life. I am resurrection and life right now. Not in the future day only, but right now. I am life and death for you. I am life and resurrection for you. I am the one who gives you life even right now. And you with me are sharing in that great privilege. Jesus is reminding her that with Him, life is always present. We may be walking around doing our usual daily tasks, but if we alienate ourselves from God because of sin, then we can become dying in grace, and that's far worse than physical death. Before our passage in the first reading that we heard Jerry proclaim this morning, Ezekiel has a vision from God of a field filled with dead bodies and dry bones. And God says, speak to them. And Ezekiel begins to speak to them with the power of God. These dry bones were a symbol of Israel who had grown dead in their sins, who had abandoned God and fallen away from His commandments and His covenant. But God never wants us to be separated from Him and tells Ezekiel, I will open the graves for them. I will give them new life. Speak my word to them to bring that back to life. And they begin to form a new life. Sin binds us like the burial bands on Lazarus. And Jesus wants us to be unfettered and to live in the freedom of the children of God. From the day we are baptized until the day the Lord calls us home, we are on a spiritual journey. And all the gifts and blessings and the beauty and the truth and the wonderful opportunities we have are always, always a foretaste of the fulfillment of God's promise to us in the kingdom. But you and I both know that there are pitfalls and stumbling blocks and frustrations and disappointments and setbacks. The evil one tries to prevent us from following Christ and throws everything in our way to distract us from him. In these final 2 weeks of Lent, if there's anything standing in the way, if there's anything keeping us apart from God, is there anything that is causing any death to our spiritual life, let us come to the Lord, who is resurrection and life, who wants to restore us and to bring us to that fullness of life that he and the Father always intended for us. And for those who are to be entering into the church at Easter Vigil, our catechumens and candidates, just think, in 2 Sundays, you'll never have to be dismissed again. You'll join this parish community and rejoice around the altar with all of us as brothers and sisters through the waters of baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. I'm very happy for you. I know you've been on a long journey. And today again, the church will pray for you to scrutinize your hearts and to exorcise anything that is unclean from the evil one, that you may fully accept God's loving promise. So as we approach these last moments of Lent, let all our hearts turn to our loving God and to the Son Jesus, who shows the depth of his love from his cross. And may we receive that gift of life, of love and peace and harmony.